Well, hey, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Paul Pretty. I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Drivecast. I hope your day is going great so far. Well, hey, this past Sunday, we continued on in our Asking for a Friend series as we go through 1 Corinthians chapters 6 and 7. As the Apostle Paul really addresses some very important relational issues going on within the life of the church in Corinth, and very, very relevant for us today, of course, as well. We know and believe that all of God's word is profitable and good for teaching, and so every word of God is important for us to study. And I think particularly when it comes to relationships, it's so important for us to look at what the Bible has to say as authoritative and as good. We are constantly, I think, competing with these cultural narratives around relationships, around how we should enter into relationships, or how we should exist within relationships, or within singleness, or whatever it may be. And I think it's so important for us to continually and constantly submit ourselves to God. What do you say? What do you say, Lord and Father, about the situation that I'm within? And how do I glorify you in that and within that? You know, I think one of the perhaps most challenging, I don't want to, you know, grade things necessarily, but one thing that's very difficult, I think, is singleness in our culture and in our time, and really likely at any time. But culturally speaking, we've made marriage into, I think, largely speaking, an idol. And marriage is promised to be this thing that will bring, you know, happiness and peace, joy and satisfaction, and it can bring wonderful things. But marriage is not going to ultimately satisfy our souls. You know, our souls were not meant to be satisfied in another mere human being. Our souls were made to be satisfied by God in the person of Christ. And, you know, that's really the only thing that's going to bring our soul satisfaction. However, culturally speaking, once again, the promise has been made to us that, look, in order to live an ideal, happy life, you need to be married. And then when marriage doesn't happen for whatever reason, or maybe it does, and our spouse dies, or you know, maybe we have chosen singleness in response to same-sex attraction, or maybe you're, you know, a young person and it's just not time to be married yet, or maybe you're just unwilling to settle, which is a very good thing. For whatever you know, the reason for singleness is, I just want to give encouragement to you. And that's really what I tried to do this past Sunday, is to sort of reject some of these narratives, I think, that happen culturally speaking, that lead, I think, those in a single situation feeling as though they're missing out. And one of the lines that I used Sunday that I hope was helpful was that singleness becomes a gift, as the Apostle Paul describes it, but as culturally speaking would, I think, say singleness is more of a curse. But anyway, singleness becomes a gift when we focus more on the mission, not on what we believe we're missing. Because I think that often sort of boils and bubbles up, this feeling that we are somehow missing something, that we're missing out, that we're never going to have a complete life if we're not married, or if we're not in a relationship. And that's just not true. Paul says, actually, that it would be better if you were single. And the reason he says that is because you could devote yourself to mission. You could devote yourself to Jesus. And that's really another point I made Sunday, was that singleness is not for distraction or ambition, but for devotion. The single life offers such opportunity to be fully and totally devoted on the things of Christ. And it's not that marriage doesn't offer those opportunities. There are wonderful opportunities to display the gospel through the context of the marriage, and to leverage one's marriage for the case of, and for the cause of Christ. But in singleness, there is freedom, more so than in marriage, to leverage one's life for the gospel. But to do that, there needs to be a gospel-centered contentment, believing and trusting that Jesus is enough, that Jesus can truly satisfy our souls, that Jesus is worth it. And I think, again, that cultural narrative that consistently and almost feels like constantly battles against us, those of you who are single, can really undermine and disrupt that contentment that can be found in Christ. And I think that contentment in Christ needs to be carried over into every other aspect in our life. And I think sometimes it's easy to assume the grass is always greener on the other side, that you know, life would be better if I were married, or on the flip side, life would be better if I were single. Or maybe you would say, if I had this job, life would be better. If I lived here, or if my kids were like this, or whatever it may be, it's so easy to look at something else, think that's what would satisfy us. When we then maybe get that thing, we realize, again, our soul wasn't meant and created to be satisfied by that thing or that person. Our soul was created to be satisfied by Christ and Christ alone. And I think this week was such a good reminder of that no matter what our situation is, no matter what season we're in, no matter what it is we're walking through, our hearts need to be focused and centered upon Jesus. And so as you're going into your day, and maybe you're anxious about something, maybe you're lonely, maybe you are fearful, maybe your marriage is in turmoil, maybe you are single and you just are pleading the Lord for a spouse, and you know what, if that's his will, that will happen, but I want us to center our hearts on Christ and to say, Jesus, I know only you can satisfy my soul. So would you bring me peace and contentment in yourself? So I want to pray toward that end as we close out our time this morning here on the Drivecast. And I also want to say thanks so much for joining us. So I'll go ahead and pray. And then I would ask you to spend a little time in prayer as well. Father, we do ask that in whatever situation we're in, whatever our relationship or lack of relationship with another looks like, we ask that you would allow us to experience peace, contentment, fullness in you, you alone, because our souls were created to be satisfied by you. Lord, we ask, you know, whatever it is that we're walking through and we're experiencing discontentment in, that you would allow us to see how you are good, how you are worth it, how you are greater than anything we could receive here on earth. You are worth all of our devotion, all of our attention. And Father, we ask that you would, by the power of your Holy Spirit, work that heart and that desire within us. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we come to you in Christ's name.